Let's read together. Vamos a leer juntos. But when Peter came to Antioch, I had to oppose him to his face. For what he did was very wrong. Well, what did he do? Verse 12, versículo 12. When he first arrived, he ate with the Gentile believers who were not circumcised. But afterwards, when some friends of James came, Peter wouldn't eat with the Gentiles anymore. Pero Pedro antes comía con los creyentes gentiles. Pero después, cuando llegaron algunos amigos de Santiago, Pedro ya no quiso comer más con esos gentiles. So, why? He was afraid of criticism from those people who insisted on the necessity of circumcision. As a result, other Jewish believers followed Peter's hypocrisy, and even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. Verse 14, when I saw that they were not following the truth of the gospel message, I said to Peter, in front of all the others, you are a Jew by birth, but have discarded the Jewish laws and are living like a Gentile. Why are you now trying to make these Gentiles follow the Jewish traditions? Verse 15, versículo 15, you and I are Jews by birth, not quote-unquote sinners like the Gentiles. Yet we know that a person is made right with God by faith in Jesus Christ, not by obeying the law. And we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we might be made right with God because of our faith in Christ, not because we have obeyed the law. For no one will ever be made right with God by obeying the law. Pues nadie jamás será declarado justo ante Dios mediante la obediencia a la ley. Verse 17, but suppose we seek to be made right with God through faith in Christ, and then we are found guilty because we have abandoned the law. Would that mean Christ has led us into sin? Absolutely not. Rather, I am a sinner if I rebuild the old system of the law I already tore down. For when I tried to keep the law, it condemned me. So I died to the law. I stopped trying to meet all its requirements so that I might live for God. Verse 20, versículo 20. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Mi antiguo yo ha sido crucificado en Cristo, con Cristo. Ya no vivo yo, sino que vive Cristo en mí. Así que vivo en este cuerpo terrenal confiado en el Hijo de Dios, quien me amó y se entregó a sí mismo por mí. I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless. For if keeping the law could make us right with God, then there was no need for Christ to die. Yo no tomo la gracia de Dios como algo sin sentido, pues si cumplir la ley pudiera hacernos justos ante Dios, entonces no habría sido necesario que Cristo muriera. This is God's word, la palabra de Dios. Would you pray with me? ¿Podría orar conmigo? Good and gracious God, Dios lleno de misericordia y bondad, en estos momentos, in these moments, que las palabras de mi boca, may the words of my mouth, y la meditación and the meditation of all of our hearts here in this place together, de todos nuestros corazones aquí juntos en este lugar, que sean agradables y aceptables, may they be pleasing and acceptable unto you, ante ti. Oh Lord, oh Señor, nuestra roca, our rock, and our Redeemer, y nuestro Redentor. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. Háblanos, Señor, tus siervos están atentos. Por medio de Cristo Jesús oramos. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Pueden tomar su asiento.
Well, the main idea of our sermon today, la idea principal de nuestros sermones este es this. So after you listen to this, y después de escuchar esto, you can... I wouldn't recommend you take a nap, but if you need to take a nap, you can take a nap. But it's this. It's this. The dos cosas. This is all I'm going to say today. Esto lo que voy a hacer. We are one family. Can you say it with me? We are one family. Somos una familia. Because we belong to one Father. Because we belong to one Father. Porque pertenecemos a un Padre. Una familia, one family. Un Padre, one Father. One family, one Father. Una familia, un Padre. That's what we learn in today's passage. Eso es lo que aprendemos en el pasaje de hoy. But there's a fight in that family. Pero hay una pelea en esta familia. Surprise, surprise. Sorpresa, sorpresa. A fight in a family? Una pelea? Un conflicto en la familia? There's a fight. You know, before, I don't know, do you guys, anybody know Dwayne Johnson? ¿Alguien conoce el nombre Dwayne Johnson? Before Dwayne Johnson, antes de que él apareciera en la televisión, before he ever appeared on television, there was another person, había otra persona que nombraron La Roca. There's another person known as The Rock. You know what, do you know who The Rock is? Okay, okay, one person. Maybe I hear, okay, two or three, we can keep going. I'll keep going if we get five. Five people, okay, yes, all right, all right. You know who The Rock is. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking? No, I'm just kidding. And before he ever appeared on TV, there was already someone named The Rock. Había alguien que le llamaban La Roca, The Rock. And before Sylvester Stallone, antes de Sylvester Stallone, ¿conocen Sylvester? Before there was a Rocky Balboa, antes de... Okay, había un Rocky Balboa, before he ever stepped into the ring, there was another person that they named Rocky. Había otro Rocky. He was not an actor, no era un actor, even though in this passage he is acting like an actor. Aunque en este pasaje es como un actor. He is wearing a mask. Él tiene una máscara. He's pretending to be somebody that he's not. Él está haciéndose como es alguien que no es. And he was not a fighter, y no era un luchador, except in this passage, in este pasaje, he's fighting, está peleando, and he's losing. In fact, he's getting knocked out. De hecho, lo están noqueando. This person, his name is Peter. Esta persona se llama Pedro. Peter, Pedro, quiere decir roca, means rock. Cephas is the Aramaic name, it means rock. Everybody say, the rock. La roca. And you know, the interesting thing about this rock, lo interesante de esta roca es que a veces esta roca is that sometimes this rock is strong, a veces esta roca es fuerte. I mean, this is Peter after all. This is Pedro. Peter who walked on water toward Jesus. Pedro que caminó sobre el mar hacia Jesús. This is Peter. This is Pedro. Llamado por Jesús. Called by Jesus. Sometimes this rock is strong. A veces esta roca es fuerte, pero a veces esta roca se hunde hasta lo más profundo del mar. Sometimes this rock sinks all the way to the bottom of the ocean. And this is what we see him happening here. Eso es lo que vemos aquí. Esta roca se está hundiendo. This rock is sinking to the bottom of the ocean. Se está hundiendo esta roca. Peter is drowning. Pedro se está hundiendo. Y viene, and then comes Paul. Después viene Pablo. Para recordarle de algo importante, to remind him of something important, he says, Peter, dice Pedro, we belong to one family. Pertenecemos a una familia. Porque tenemos un solo padre. Because we have one father. Can you say it with me? We belong to one family. Somos una familia. This is what Peter is saying. Eso es lo que Pablo, disculpe, this is what Paul is saying to Peter. He's saying, Peter, we're one family. Dice, Pedro, somos una familia. Now, Peter knew what we all know. Pedro sabe lo que todos nosotros sabemos. That entering a family, entrar a la familia es fácil. Entering a family is easy. But being family is hard.
Pero ser familia es difícil.
I mean, think about your own life. Piense de su propia vida. How hard was it for you to be part, to enter your family?
¿Qué tan fácil, difícil era para que usted entrara a su familia?
All of us came into a family. Todos nosotros entramos a una familia. And we had nothing to do with it.
Y nosotros no tuvimos nada que hacer con eso.
Un día, one day, we were born.
Un día nacimos y teníamos una familia.
We had a family. We were part of a family.
But being part of that family, pero ser parte de esa familia, ser un miembro de esa familia, but being a member of that family,
being a family that's united, ser una familia que está junto.
Oh, that is hard. That is hard.
I often say it this way, a veces lo digo así. Being married is easy.
Ser fácil, casado, casarse,
to get married to someone, that's easy.
But to be a married couple for life,
pero ser una familia casada
para siempre,
that's hard.
I mean, think about when you got, if you're married, si usted está casado, piense, what did you do to get married? ¿Qué es lo que hizo para casarse?
All you did was stand there. Todo lo que usted hizo, se paró ahí. And you said, yes, yes. Oh, yes.
Todo lo que usted hizo es decir, sí, sí, lo prometo, sí, lo prometo, claro que sí.
And then a pastor, y un pastor, just said, okay, now you're husband and wife. Ya, ustedes son casados.
That's easy. Eso es fácil. You did nothing. Usted no hizo nada.
Oh, pero para permanecer casados, to keep on being married, every single day, cada día, that's a challenge.
Okay, now nobody say, oh, pastor, what's happening with the pastor's... No.
You all know what I'm talking about.
Ustedes saben de lo que estoy hablando.
Getting a job, consiguiendo un trabajo, eso es fácil. All you gotta do is scribble some things on an application. Nomás mete la aplicación. And then they give you the job. And, you know, maybe it's easy. It's harder and harder. Es más fácil, más difícil y más difícil en estos días, in these days.
But going to work every single day, pero... presentarse al trabajo cada día, eso es fácil.
That is hard. So Pedro sabe, Peter knows, that you can be part of God's family, que usted puede ser parte de la familia de Dios, pero ser un miembro de la familia de Dios,
but being family,
that is hard. Eso es difícil. Why? What's making it difficult? ¿Qué es lo que es difícil de ser familia? Aquí Pablo está presentando una situación. Paul is presenting a situation. Está contando una historia. Is telling a story about how one time there was a church fellowship dinner. Había una cena de compañerismo. Y todos estaban comiendo juntos. And everyone was eating together. Everyone was enjoying themselves. Todos estaban disfrutando. Y después entraron los nacionalistas judíos, and then the Jewish nationalists came in, and Peter, with one eye, saw them, con un ojo los miró a ellos, y con el otro ojo los miró a las personas con las que estaba sentados, and then he saw the people he was sitting with, and then he said, I don't know them.
Y dijo, yo no los conozco a ellos.
Peter got up from the table, Pedro se paró de la mesa, se separó de sus hermanos y sus hermanas. He separated from his brothers and sisters out of fear.
Por temor. ¿Qué es lo que van a pensar esos judíos nacionalistas?
What are those Jewish nationalists going to think if they see me, a Jew, si ven que yo, judío, estoy comiendo con estos que no son judíos? If they see me eating with these non-Jewish people.
So Peter gets up. Pedro se para. Y dice, he says,
I don't know them. Yo no los conozco. I don't know them.
Yo cuando estaba creciendo en la frontera, when I was growing up in the valley, you know, we are big, tenemos una familia grande, y vivía en un tiempo mi tío con nosotros. At one point, my uncle lived with us in our house. Same family, misma familia. Y él a veces me daba un ride a la escuela. Sometimes he would give me a ride to school.
which was great. Y estaba bien, nomás que a mi tío le gustaba la música norteña. My uncle liked, you know, norteña music, corridos, pasito, you know, sometimes a little bit of reggaeton. Y a mí no me gustaba eso. I didn't like that. But he would take me in his car. Me llevaba en su carro. Bajaba los vidrios. He would roll down the windows. And he would blast that music. Y le daba todo volumen. Y ahí estaba Vicente Fernández, you know, y Gloria Trevi. Loud, loud. And I was in the car. Yo estaba en el carro como que escondiéndome, tratando de esconderme. Porque mis amigos, because my friends... We didn't listen to that type of music. Nosotros no escuchábamos ese tipo de música. So when I got off the car, cuando me bajaba del carro, I'd say, I don't know them.
Yo no lo conozco a él. That's just a guy that picked me up. Ese no es mi tío. That's not my family.
No es mi familia. Ese, ¿quién sabe quién es él? Who knows who that is? Friends, this is what's happening here. Eso es lo que está pasando aquí. Peter, is separating himself. Está separando de su familia de Dios. He's separating himself from the family of God. From the family of Jesus. De la familia de Jesucristo. Because they listen to different music. Because they eat different food. Porque el estilo de música es diferente. Porque comen comida diferente. Porque no son gentiles. Porque no compartimos la misma cultura. Y nacionalidad, because we don't share the same culture, the same language, the same nationality. Peter is separating himself. Pedro se está separando de su familia, de la familia de Dios. He's separating himself from God's family. Because he's embarrassed of them. ¿Por qué? Tiene vergüenza de ellos. Now we all know about Peter. Todos conocemos del Pedro que negó a Cristo tres veces. You're familiar perhaps with the story of when Peter denied Jesus. How many?
Not once, not twice.
Three times. Tres veces. Lo negó. What is it that he said? ¿Qué es lo que dijo? I don't know that man. Yo no conozco a ese hombre. We all know that story. Todos conocemos esta historia, quizás. Perhaps you know that story. And what's happening here, lo que está pasando aquí, es algo bien similar. It's very similar. Except he's not denying Jesus in the flesh. No está negando a Jesucristo en persona. Está negando la familia de Cristo. He's denying the family of Jesus. He's denying them. Lo está negando. Está diciendo, yo no
los conozco. I don't know them. They're not my family. Ellos no son mi familia.
And this is why Paul is so upset. Y es por eso que Pablo tiene tanto enojo en este pasaje. Saying, why are you separating yourself? ¿Por qué te estás separando de la familia de Dios, Pedro? Why are you separating yourself from God's people? Don't you know? ¿No sabes que son tu familia? That they are your family? That you belong together? ¿Que pertenecen juntos? ¿Porque pertenecen a un padre? Because you belong to one father. What's happening, Peter? Why are you so embarrassed? ¿Por qué está pasando? ¿Qué está pasando, Pedro? ¿Por qué tienes tanta vergüenza de tus hermanos, de tus hermanas en Cristo? Why? ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué tienes tanta vergüenza, Pedro? Why are you so embarrassed? He's saying, stop separating yourself. Dice, ya no te separes de su familia, de your family. Friends, Peter separated himself. Pedro se separó. And we separate ourselves too. Y nosotros nos separamos también. Ya sea por cultura, whether it's because of culture, o lenguaje, or language. O ya sea por costumbre, porque no compartimos las mismas costumbres, or maybe because we don't share the same customs. Sometimes we look at our brothers and our sisters in the faith. A veces miramos a nuestros hermanos y hermanas en la fe. Y decimos, and we say,
I don't know them.
Yo no los conozco. They are very different. Son tan diferentes que yo. If only they could be like me. Simplemente si pudieran ser como yo. Friends, just like Peter separated himself, así como Pedro se separó, today, hoy, nosotros tenemos la tendencia, we have the tendency to separate ourselves. And the walls that people put up there, las paredes que personas ponen allá afuera, las metemos a las iglesias también. We bring those walls into the church as well. Whether it be race, class, gender, whatever it may be, because you look different, porque usted es diferente. Many times we build up those same walls inside the church. Muchas veces nosotros ponemos esas mismas paredes dentro de la iglesia. Y Pedro aquí and Peter is saying, all of you belong together. Todos ustedes pertenecen juntos. Son una familia. You're one family because you have one father. Porque tienen un solo padre. And notice what he does. Noten lo que hace en la segunda parte de este versículo, de este pasaje, in the second part of this passage, he begins to talk about what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. Empieza a hablar de lo que Dios ha hecho por nosotros en Jesucristo. He's saying, now, dice, ahora, todos ustedes, all of you are a new creation. Ya son una nueva creación. That doesn't mean that when you become a Christian, no quiere decir que cuando usted se hace cristiano, you stop being Latino, ya no es Anglo, it doesn't mean you're no longer Anglo, it doesn't mean you're no longer Asian, ya no quiere decir que usted no es asiático, no, it means you're still that, ya es eso, pero es una persona renovada, su raza, su etnicidad, your race, your ethnicity is transformed. It's transformed. You're a new person, es una nueva persona. Porque Cristo vive dentro de usted, because Christ lives within you. 3 days ago, hace 3 días, vino alguien a mi casa. Somebody came to our door. They knocked on the door. Tocaron ahí en la puerta. And I opened the door, abrí la puerta, and they said, hey, is Curtis here? Aquí está Curtis. Y dije, no. Dice, no vive aquí. He doesn't live here. No, that was the old owner. Ese era el dueño de antes. He hasn't lived here for 5 years, man. Ya tiene 5 años de no vivir aquí. He said, oh, well, he used to live here. Yeah, he said, I know. Antes vivía aquí. Said, sí, sí, yo sé. Pero ahora yo vivo aquí. But now I live here. Friends, those of us who are in Christ, todos aquellos que están en Cristo, esa es la situación. That's the situation for those of us who are in Christ. Same address? Mismo domicilio? But you belong to someone else. Pero usted pertenece a alguien más. Hay alguien más que vive dentro de usted. There's someone else who lives within you. Jesus himself, Jesucristo mismo, el Espíritu Santo, the Holy Spirit, lives within you, vive dentro de usted. And you are a new person. Y usted es una nueva persona. Y ya no tiene que identificarse de la manera que antes se identificaba. You don't have to identify the same way you used to identify. Look, it comes down to this. Todo resulta en esto. It's like, do you really think that the blood of Christ makes all of us one family? ¿Es cierto que la sangre de Cristo nos hace a todos una familia? Jesus gave his blood, Jesucristo dio su sangre en una cruz, on a cross, so that all of us, para que todos nosotros pudieran ser limpiados por esa sangre, so that we could all be cleansed by that blood, but also so that we could be united by that blood, pero también para unirnos de esa, con esa sangre. Unite us to himself, unirnos a él, but also unite us to one another, pero también para unirnos unos con otros. Friends, amados, somos uno, we are one. Because we share the same blood, porque compartimos la misma sangre, and it's the blood of Christ, y es la sangre de Cristo. We're one. Somos uno. Y cada vez que nos separamos, and any time we separate ourselves from our brothers and sisters, de nuestros hermanos y hermanas, cada vez que pensamos, any time we think that we don't need anyone else, que no necesitamos a nadie más, we are denying, estamos negando
La sangre de Cristo que nos cubre. We are denying the blood of Jesus which covers us.
Now, I know this is not popular in a Latino church. Yo sé que este no es un mensaje popular en una iglesia latina. Because in our culture, in nuestra cultura, family, la familia, is everything. Es todo. But the gospel, el evangelio, nos dice que tenemos otra familia. The gospel tells us we have another family. And it tells us that it's God's family. Nos dice que somos parte de la familia de Dios ahora. And it doesn't matter where you've come from, no importa de dónde viene. Those who have placed their faith in Christ, aquellos que han puesto su fe en Cristo, tienen la misma sangre. We have the same blood. Can you say it together? We have the same blood. Dígalo conmigo. Tenemos la misma sangre. Friends, it's the blood of Christ. Es la sangre de Cristo. Y cada vez que hay divisiones en la iglesia, and anytime there are divisions in the church, what we're saying, lo que estamos diciendo es, no importa esa sangre, that blood doesn't really matter. Anytime we unite around anything else, cada vez que nos unimos debajo de algo más, anytime we unite under anything else, estamos diciendo, we are saying, the blood doesn't matter, no importa esa sangre. Friends, Jesus not only brings us together with Him. Jesucristo no solamente nos une a Dios. He doesn't just unite us to God. He unites us to one another. Nos une unos con otros. He unites all of us. We are one family. Somos una familia. The images that the Bible gives us, las imágenes que la Biblia nos da, dice, ustedes son un cuerpo. He says, you are one body. And let me tell you, déjame decir, Jesus, God wants one body. Dios quiere un cuerpo. He doesn't want pieces of a body. No quiere pedazos de un cuerpo. God tells all of us, Dios nos dice a todos nosotros, you are one house, one temple. Dices, son una casa. God wants one house. Dios quiere una casa, no quiere pedazos de una casa. He doesn't want pieces of a house. He says, you are a vine. Dice, ustedes son una viña. He wants one vine. Quiere una viña. No quiere pedazos de una viña. He doesn't want pieces of a vine. Friends, you belong to God. Usted pertenece a Dios. Usted pertenece a una familia. You belong to a family. You belong to God's family. Usted pertenece a la familia de Dios. Y cada uno de nosotros, and all of us, we share the same blood. Tenemos la misma sangre y es la sangre de Cristo, and it's the blood of Christ. Now, this is a big witness, friends. Este es un testigo grande a un mundo tan dividido, to such a polarized world. You know, we talk a lot about evangelism. Hablamos sobre el evangelismo. Y que crezca la iglesia, and that the church would grow. And, you know, we want the church to grow. Queremos que la iglesia crezca. Queremos crecimiento. We want growth. But the world is looking, pero el mundo está buscando por un grupo de personas, for a group of people that are united by God. El mundo está buscando un grupo de personas que están unidos por Dios. That's what's attractive to the world. Eso es lo que es atractivo al mundo. We can try to impress people with our spirituality. Podemos tratar de impresionar las personas con nuestras vidas. But until they see a group of people, hasta que vean un grupo de personas unidas bajo de Dios, under God, that's going to make a difference. Eso es lo que hace una diferencia. Take a moment to look around you. Tomen un momento para mirar alrededor de usted. Do it. Just look. All these people, todas esas personas que están aquí. Today, hoy, if you wanted a miracle today, si usted quería un milagro hoy, this is it. Ese es el milagro. Just look. Keep on looking. Esto es un milagro. Because none of you are the same, porque nadie de ustedes son iguales. And I can tell you, because I kind of know you, les puedo decir, porque los conozco, que sus opiniones tampoco son iguales, that your opinions are also not the same. Even those of you guys that are in the same row don't share the same opinions. Aunque ustedes que están en la misma fila, en la misma banca, tienen diferentes opiniones. How does this happen? Pues, ¿cómo pasa esto? Solamente por la sangre de Dios. Only by God's, the blood of Jesus. Solamente por la sangre de Cristo. You wanted the miracle today? ¿Usted quería un milagro? This is it. Esto es el milagro. Que Cristo nos une, that Jesus unites us. That the things that separate us out there, que las cosas que nos separan allá afuera, no nos separan aquí adentro. They cannot separate us here. Because we belong to God, porque pertenecemos a Dios. En algunos momentos, in just a few moments, we're going to come and we're going to gather around this table. En algunos momentos, vamos a venir a la mesa. None of us, ni uno de nosotros, pertenecemos alrededor de esa mesa. None of us belong around that table. But because we belong to God, pero porque pertenecemos a Dios, pertenecemos en esa mesa. We belong at that table. And when we come together to eat, cuando venimos a comer, venimos a la cena del Señor, we come to the Lord's table. We're gathering. Estamos uniéndonos. Solamente por su sangre. Only by his blood. We're not a church. No somos una iglesia porque todos somos iguales, because we're all the same. We're not a church because we all vote the same, porque todos votamos igual. No somos una iglesia porque todos somos de la misma cultura. Not because we're the same culture. Not because we're the same language. No porque hablamos el mismo lenguaje. We're speaking two languages here. Estamos hablando dos lenguajes aquí. And three if you count the words that the pastor makes up. No, just kidding. Okay, two of you are awake. I still have you. We are one, somos uno, porque tenemos la sangre de Cristo, because we have Christ's blood. So join the family. Entre la familia. Daniel Tiger says, you can be a big helper in your family. Usted puede ser un ayudador grande en su familia. How do we grow? ¿Cómo crecemos? Well, look at your family. Usted mire su familia. How do you know you're maturing in your family? ¿Cómo es cuando usted sabe que está madurando en su familia? When you start washing the dishes. Cuando empieza a lavar los trastes. Right? Cuando empieza a... When you begin to vacuum. Cuando empieza a... Aspirar. How do you know you're growing? ¿Cómo sabe que usted está madurando en su familia? When you start offering, cuando usted empieza a ofrecer algo a su familia. Isn't that the desire, parents, padres? ¿No es el deseo de todos nosotros? Isn't that the desire of all of us? That our kids would grow up, que nuestros padres, nuestros hijos crezcan y empiezan a hacer una contribución, that they would begin to make a contribution, that they would begin to be an important part of the family, que tomen un rol importante en su familia. Es igual, it's the same, es similar, it's similar. In the family of God, en la familia de Dios. Si usted quiere crecer, if you want to grow, si usted quiere ser parte de la familia de Dios, you want to be part of God's family, become an important part of the family. You are important, but take an important role. Tome un rol importante en la familia de Dios. This is how you grow. Así es como usted crece en la familia de Dios. Begin to wash the dishes, empieza a lavar los trastes, begin to vacuum, empieza a aspirar. Let me tell you, déjeme decirle, nothing forms character like setting up and tearing down those tables. Nada va a formar su carácter espiritual como poner, armar y quitar esas mesas que están allá afuera. Oh, but that's not flashy, brother. Give me something. Something spiritual. Dame algo espiritual, hermano. Nothing forms character. Nada forma el carácter. Like trying to figure out how to use the vacuum that we have.
Nada forma su carácter como tratar de entender la aspiradora que tenemos ahí atrás. Nothing forms character. Nada forma el carácter like trying to get these rows in a perfect line. Nada forma el carácter como tratar de enderezar estas filas.
You guys are looking at me like the pastor's lost it. Usted me está mirando como el pastor ya.
But give me something spiritual, brother. Dame algo espiritual. No, no, no. Like, I want to be so spiritual. Quiero ser espiritual, brother.
Sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is take out the trash.
A veces lo más espiritual que usted puede hacer es sacar la basura. How do you grow? Do you really want to grow? ¿Realmente quiere crecer en el Señor? Like, really? ¿Realmente? Yes, pray. Ore. Of course, pray.
Yes, read your Bible. Sí, lee su Biblia. Oh, but there's so much more.
This faith, esta fe, it's earthy. Esta fe está, es terrenal. You want to grow in your faith. Quiere crecer en su iglesia.
And su fe, you want to grow in your faith. Be part of God's family. Ser parte de la familia de Dios. How do I do that? ¿Cómo lo hago? Well, trust me, if you want your character to grow and be shaped, go figure out that vacuum.
Go set up those tables. Vaya y arregle esas mesas.
God uses ordinary things. Dios usa cosas ordinarias para formarnos, to shape our character. To shape our character, to be more like Him, para ser más como Él. Anytime you make food, cada vez que usted hace comida, let me tell you, the Lord uses you. Déjame decirle, el Señor lo está usando. But He's shaping you too, pero también lo está formando. Anytime you go visit someone, cada vez que usted visita a alguien, ya sea en el hospital, whether it's at the hospital or at their house or in su hogar, anytime you send a text message, cada vez que usted manda un mensaje para hablar con alguien de su iglesia, to speak with somebody from your church, God is forming you into a specific type of person. Dios lo está formando para ser un tipo de persona en particular. Está usando todo eso. He's using all of that to shape you, para hacerlo más como Cristo, to make you more like Christ. So you may say, brother, I want something more spiritual. Quiero algo más espiritual. I'm sorry.
We don't chase experiences. No estamos detrás de las experiencias. We're after God. Estamos detrás de Dios. And if God is here amongst us, y si Dios está aquí entre nosotros, this is where I want to be. Es donde yo quiero estar. Aquí. And if God tells me, go figure out that vacuum, then I'll figure it out.
Friends, amados, I hope you don't hear this as like, no, mi intento es que es no comunicar que we have to keep the church going, que tenemos que seguir, I don't know how to say that in Spanish, que tenemos seguir manteniendo la iglesia. No, that's none of that. Eso no es eso. It's not that. What I want to communicate, lo que quiero comunicar es que usted pertenece al cuerpo de Cristo, that you belong to the body of Christ. And until you find yourself there, then you won't find life. Hasta que usted se encuentre dentro del cuerpo de Cristo, no va a encontrar vida. That's what I'm trying to say. Es lo que estoy tratando de decir. You're like a nail clipping that's been cut off from the nail. You belong to the family. Usted pertenece a la familia porque usted pertenece a Dios, because you belong to God. What is God doing right now? ¿Qué es lo que está Dios haciendo? Los está formando. Nos está formando en una familia. He's forming us into one family. That's what He's doing right now.
And you might be saying, well, brother, but church is hard. Usted quizás dice, pero la iglesia es difícil. Well, yeah, family is hard. Sí, la familia es difícil. It's very hard. Anyone, you know, anyone's family, like, perfect? ¿Alguien tiene una familia perfecta? No. No, family is hard. And church family is hard also. Y también la familia de Dios. Es difícil estar en la familia de Dios. Oh, but the joy. Oh, pero el gozo. El gozo. El gozo. And just like there's no perfect family, así como no hay familia perfecta, no hay iglesia perfecta. There is no perfect church. And you might think you found it. Quizás usted piensa que lo encontró, but just, you know, just wait until that one person joins the church. Espere hasta que entre esa persona a la iglesia. You might think you found, oh, this is the perfect church. This is la iglesia perfecta. I'll just give it a couple of months. Dale unos meses. But I mean, like, really give it a fair shot. Okay? Like, really, like be there. Okay? Yeah. You're going to find out, usted va a ver, que no es la iglesia perfecta, that it's not the perfect church. And maybe, y quizás Dios está usando eso, God is using that to show you how to love. Really love. Quizás Dios está usando para enseñarle cómo amar a su prójimo. Realmente amar. You realize these people are not like me. Oh, well now you can grow. Usted se da cuenta, esas personas no son como yo. Ahora puede crecer. Ahora puede crecer. I was talking to Evie, estaba hablando con mi esposa. Y estábamos hablando de alguien. I was talking about somebody and I said, I really like that guy. Y yo le estaba diciendo, me gusta esa persona. He reminds me a lot of me. Me recuerda de mí. And then I laughed and I was like, wow, that was kind of selfish and egotistical. It's not about liking people who are like you, friends. No se trata de amar a los que son como ustedes. In fact, even when you get married, cuando usted se casa, usted se da cuenta, you begin to know that being married is about learning to love the stranger. When you have kids, cuando usted tiene niños, usted sabe, you know that those kids are strangers. Que esos niños son extranjeros. And you're learning to love them. Usted está aprendiendo a amarlos. Of course you love them. Claro que los ama. But you keep loving them. Pero sigue amándolos, sigue amándolos, sigue amándolos. Friends, this is what God is. This is the beauty of the church. This is lo bello de la iglesia. Nos da una oportunidad. It gives us the opportunity for us to become like Christ. Nos da la oportunidad de crecer en Cristo. Porque amamos a personas because we begin to love people que jamás hubiéramos amado. That we would have never loved. So, I'm going to give you homework. Les voy a dar una tarea. This week, esta semana, pray the Our Father. Oren el Padre Nuestro. You say, I don't know it. Dice, no lo conozco. That's okay. All you need to know is Padre Nuestro. All you have to know is Our Father. For this week, esta semana. Okay? That's all. And when you go around every day to this week, cuando usted está afuera esta semana, look at somebody, mire a alguien, and say, Our Father. Mire a alguien. Look at somebody. You can say out loud. I mean, you get extra primera points if you do. Padre Nuestro. Padre Nuestro. Padre Nuestro. What are you doing? ¿Qué es lo que está haciendo? You are realizing that that person belongs to God. Usted está diciendo que esa persona no es... Esa persona pertenece a Dios. Oh, it's going to change the way you see people. Trust me. Va a cambiar radicalmente como usted mira a las personas. Porque ahora esa persona no es una persona grosera. Now that person is not a good for nothing. Escuincle. Now that person is, oh, you're a child of God. Oh, usted es un hijo de Dios. And it's going to change the way you treat them. Y va a cambiar de la manera que usted los trata. Trust me. You're in traffic. Usted está en tráfico y alguien ahí le enseña su mano, shows you their hand, their ring, whatever. Say, Our Father, Padre Nuestro.
Padre nuestro, our Father. It's going to change the way you see people. Va a cambiar de la manera que usted mira a las personas. You want to grow. You want to change.
Start seeing people that way. Empiece a mirar a esas personas de esa manera. God, this person belongs to you. Dios, esta persona pertenece a ti. This is your child. This is your creation. This is tu creación. They belong to you. You're having problems with someone at work. Tiene problemas con alguien en el trabajo. Empiece, begin to see them as God's child. Como hijo de Dios. Como creación de Dios. And I think it will begin to change the way you treat them. The way you see them. Y va a cambiar la manera que usted los ve. Let's pray. Vamos a orar. Thank you, Lord. Damos gracias, Señor, porque por medio de tu Hijo, because through your Son, you have made us one. Nos has hecho uno, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Thank you. Because your precious people, tu pueblo precioso que está aquí unido, they're united here this morning. Están unidos por tu sangre, are united by your blood. Grant us the grace to remember this. Danos la gracia para recordar esto. Ayúdanos a recordar quiénes somos verdaderamente. Remind us who we are truly, Lord. We belong to you, pertenecemos a ti. Por medio de Cristo Jesús, through Jesus Christ, we pray, oramos. Amen. Amen.